Warning. The perfect meal has driven billions of men insane while on the quest for the right mix of protein, carbs, veggies, and sauce to complete and satisfy a man's stomach. Forever have they looked far and wide to find the burger. While it might not get you women and fame, it will fill that hole deep inside that has been there since you were picked last for kickball in fifth grade. But if you mess up this creation from the heavens, you will be forever known as that guy who overcooked, overseasoned, or burned the buns. Pay attention to the flare-ups and remember, no matter what anyone says, there is no such thing as a veggie burger, chicken burger, or a tofu burger. So order up and get your number. It's time for Man Up the Podcast.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Man Up the Podcast. I'm Weezer Weir at Real King Weeze. Got my co-host with me, Fred Bonford, who's getting jiggy with it over there.
Let's
dancing.
Go. I'm ready.
He's ready to talk some burgers.
Topic.
He's Photog Fred, K-O-M-O, if you want to follow him on Twitter.
Verified.
Yeah, he is verified. He likes to rub that in every time I call up his Twitter name on this show. And he's looks like, Fred, have you had a burger? It looks like you had a burger over there. You're dancing around.
I have not had a burger. That's why I'm missing it. I miss it so much. I'm a burger connoisseur, so I love this topic.
Well, then right off the bat, Fred, what's the best burger you've ever had?
Oh, it's Anaheim. Anaheim, California. And I remember this like it's just yesterday. It was me and some friends down in Anaheim. We were looking for a good place. And the problem is we were staying right next to Disneyland. So we were in Chain City. And we actually had to pay the concierge $20 just for him to tell us where this place was.
That's a ripoff right there.
Well, but he likes to keep it a secret, so not a lot of people go.
Gotcha.
Well, he told us that if you pass it three times, you're in the right place.
This sounds like How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things. We found it, finally.
Did you call Regis?
No, we did not call Regis, and we did not see Maury walking around all over the place. But we found the place, and you actually had to order outside and then go inside into the dining room, and they'd bring it to you. And the dining room was dirty as hell, but there was this cute, cute girl working the desk.
I'm in.
And
let's go.
I know. The guy in front of me walked up, and she asked what he wanted, and the first thing he said was a long walk on the beach, and she left. She just walked to the back of the restaurant, and all of a sudden her mom shows up, and she is not as cute. But the burger was a double bacon cheeseburger straight from Anaheim, California. It was fantastic. Oh,
anything special about this burger, the meat, or is it just a dive place that just makes a really good burger?
It had to be the dive place because it was the dining room was dirty.
Yeah.
And that usually means the food's going to be good. And it means that griddle back there is seasoned as like decades of seasoning
yes,
on there.
That's so what you it, want. That's why I want a burger. I want to go to a place like that. I don't want to go to like a fancy place and get their burger. I want it grill, flat top. I just want as much burnt bacon and burger on there as one. Have you ever been to a Connell's here in St. Louis, Fred?
I have, actually, because my wife's maiden name is O'Connell.
Yes.
So I felt like I had to take her to O'Connell's. Yeah, I've been there.
They, I think, have one of the best burgers in St. Louis. One of the best burgers I have ever had. It's a simple cheeseburger, and the way with their bun and the age of the flat top, the age of the place, it's just a harmonious mixture. What did you say earlier? They look far and wide for something.
Creation from heaven.
The creation from heaven. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, O'Connell's is really good. And it always falls on list of the best, one of the best burgers in St. Louis, too. Yeah. Have you heard of what a Juicy Lucy is?
I don't know. Can we talk about this?
Oh, we can talk about a Juicy Lucy, but it gets a little dirty.
Do we have to have a little disclaimer?
We might. We already threw that out there, though. A Juicy Lucy is a Minneapolis St. Paul treat.
Okay.
And there's kind of an argument on who created the Juicy Lucy, who was the first one. Just like in Philly where they have that argument of the Philly cheesesteaks.
Right.
But It's Matt's Bar or the 5/8 Club. And I say it's Matt's Bar because Matt's Bar doesn't give you options. 5/8 Club, you can like pick your cheese and...
Whoa.
Yeah. But you walk into Matt's Bar and immediately it is just like you could tell people it's been smoking there for hundreds. It feels like hundreds of years. But the reason is because the grill is right behind the bar. Hmm. It's tucked away in a little corner right behind the bar. So all that smell and smoke and steam is just filling up the whole bar. And you walk in, you order Juicy Lucy. And what they do, they take wax paper and they put a patty of ground beef in the wax paper and then cheese and then another patty on top.
Wow.
And so they put it on their 100-year-old griddle or however old that thing is. And you get it and you bite into it and it's molten cheese seeping out of the beef.
That is fantastic.
It is out of this world.
Yeah. Are you a fan of stuffed burgers?
Only the Juicy Lucy. I don't like when people throw other stuff in there.
Yeah, I can handle cheese. I don't like... I've had friends that put jalapenos or peppers in there. It ruins the texture of the meat. I just want that nice meat texture of a burger.
Yeah, the meat is really the most important fact of burgers.
Right.
And, I mean, like when you go to the grocery store, what ratio do you get on meat?
To be honest, I kind of just go whatever's on sale.
Whatever's on sale. You're that simple. You're the everyman.
I'm the everyman, and because I know what I'm gonna do to the burger, the way I make my burger, I can take any type of meat and make it good.
Oh, all right. A lot of confidence there.
Yeah.
I mean, when I go, I always get the 80-20.
80-20 is good. Sometimes I go 7/30.
But my that 70/30. My brother-in-law. He actually runs a food truck called Nito's up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And he makes a lot of those classic like milkshakes, fries, burgers, but it's all like with a twist, like the fries are duck fat fries.
Yeah.
But his burger meat is always 70/30. That's like the go-to restaurant fats.
That's the go-to. And I like it. It just sometimes that's a little more expensive. So I go with the stuff that's on sale.
70/30 is a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
98/2 is that's really expensive.
It's like I don't know. Really whatever's on sale.
Cut out to tell people. Have you ever tried Kobe?
I have had Kobe.
Have you?
Yeah. The fact I was going to ask you, what's the most expensive burger you've ever had?
Oh, the most expensive burger I've ever had. It's got to be one of the 8-ounce burgers here in Seattle. The problem with Seattle is that they mess with everything.
Yeah.
All the simple standard things, they really mess with it. It's too much cheese, too much sauce, too much this, too much that.
They want to get a little hipster with it, right?
Yeah. It's always a little hipster. It's always like oh, we're going to be foodie with it. It's like, I'd much rather just have a straight burger that's done extremely well. Now the burgers are really good. It's just sometimes there's too much flavor going on, and I think that burger was actually like a $20 burger.
Mine's gonna sound a little ridiculous here. Mine was a $110 burger.
What?
Now, okay. To be fair, this was back when I was gambling a lot, and I said if I won this tournament, I'm gonna go to the burger bar at the casino. And I'm going to get this burger. It was their Kobe beef truffle burger.
Oh.
So it was Kobe beef, truffles, cheese, onions. It was $110. But I had enough comps that I got it for free. So technically I didn't pay the $110. But that was the most expensive burger I ever had. And it was the Kobe beef. And you can taste the difference with the Kobe.
Really? Like, what's the difference? How would you describe the difference?
It's more of the texture. It's more of a little... It's leaner, and it's not as... I don't want to say gamey, because burgers aren't gamey at all. There's just that subtle difference there.
But is that good, though?
It was good. It was more like eating a steak than eating a burger. It had a little more, like, steak flavor. You know what I'm saying?
No, I totally get it. But yeah. If that's how you're describing it, I can't be honest that I actually want to eat that.
It's good. It's good. It was a really good burger. I'm not a big truffle fan, But I muscled through because it was a $110 burger.
Well, I'm proud of you to do that. But
it did come with fries.
What about like buffalo burgers? Have you ever tried buffalo burgers?
I have not. See, I kind of, when I want a burger, I just want it to be a burger. But I've heard they're good.
They are good. If you're actually caring about calories or fat content, I guess, then it's actually a really lean option that's really does the trick. But one of my rules for burgers is I rate a burger by how many napkins I use.
That's a good scale right there.
I'm just saying, because it's, you got to make sure you lock in that flavor with the sear from that hot grill and have that juice. You got to have that juice. That's a little dirty, but so, that's okay.
Fred, are you a purist? When it comes to burgers, you just said Seattle tries to make it too foody.
I'm not a purist. I'm more of a fan of the blue collar burgers.
Okay, so
you know, like,
are you a simple burger guy? Like, just give me lettuce, tomato, onion, and cheese, or do you dare and put other stuff on it?
Oh no, I put other stuff on it. I mean, you haven't asked me what my craziest burger I've ever eaten, though.
Okay, well, ask away. You go ahead and ask yourself, Fred.
What? I'm gonna ask myself.
Yeah.
This for Lent this year.
Yeah.
I gave up. What did I give up? I guess I gave. Was it cheese? No, dairy. I gave up all dairy.
Damn, that's impressive. That's hard to do, Fred.
It was very hard to do. I was doing nothing but drink almond milk and things like that. I couldn't have cheese for what is it? 40 days is what it is.
Yeah.
So what I did was, there's a website that I go to called A Hamburger Today. It's kind of off of like food, like what's it called, Serious Eats, I think is what the what it's rolled through. But yeah, Hamburger Today is a site that's dedicated to all burgers across the country, and it's basically food porn. You're looking at this, and all you're doing is salivating. But they have a tag in there called Paula Deen is trying to kill us.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I mean, no matter what she makes, no matter, it's going to kill you eventually.
It's one got like four sticks of butter in it.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the tags that showed up for that is, I saw it and I had to make it. And I'm going to show you the picture, Weezer, and I'm going to see if you can guess what it is.
Is it the Krispy Kreme donut?
No, oh, it's not the Krispy Kreme, but that's one of the things that's shown up there. You see that?
Oh, that is a grilled cheese on top with a burger with another grilled cheese. And I see some bacon, and I see a lot of unhealthy things that look a lot like dairy on there.
This is how I ended Lent. This was Easter. This was Easter lunch. I literally did two bacon grilled cheeses for the buns for a grilled or a bacon cheeseburger.
All right, Fred, how was it?
It was fantastic.
That has to be really good.
It was fantastic. It was the I mean, it's you're just eating it and moaning and making these rude noises.
You're making like, love to that burger.
Oh my gosh! And the whole time, my wife's sitting next to me, like giving me the side eye the whole time
while she eats like a grilled cheese.
Yeah, she had a grilled cheese, and that's it. And I'm sitting over there just pounding down this bacon grilled cheese bun bacon cheeseburger.
One of the better burgers I've had. Have you ever heard of the frozen macaroni cheese bites? They're like breaded macaroni and cheese balls, basically.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had this one that it was topped with that, and so you bit in. It was macaroni. It was like fried macaroni on top of a burger. It was delicious.
That does sound good. Is that like TGI Fridays or something that makes that?
It was this place where we went for your bachelor party, Bailey's Range down here.
Oh, yeah. Those are great burgers there. Yeah. Now, since we kind of touched cheese.
Yeah.
Do you ever not have cheese?
No. It's been a long time since I haven't had cheese.
I haven't had just a straight hamburger in forever.
And you know what's funny is last Thursday was National Burger Day. But not Cheeseburger Day, because that's
there's in September. There's a separate day?
That's in September. This was just a National Burger Without Cheese Day last week. And it got me thinking, when was the last time I had a burger without cheese? And I want to say I was probably like 8.
it had to have been like one of those mistakes from McDonald's.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, where you're going through the drive-thru and all of a sudden they hand you a hamburger. You're like, what the hell? Well, I guess I have to eat this.
Is it time we just get rid of the hamburger altogether? I guess there's lactose intolerant people out there that want to enjoy a nice burger, but
yeah.
How do you have a burger without cheese?
And Jewish people. Jewish people enjoy just a hamburger, not a cheeseburger.
Okay.
that's kosher. That's kosher. You don't mix cheese with meat.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of, life sucks, sounds like, if you're keeping kosher. But it's kind of like, I have to have cheese.
What's your go-to cheese?
Cheddar?
See,
usually like a good cheddar.
I like a good cheddar. I mean, American is the one I do the most, just because that's what I have most of. But I had a peppercorn jack burger once, and that was fantastic.
Wow. Now, I will say that monstrosity of a burger I did make, I specifically told Kelly I had to have Kraft Deli.
American singles.
Americans. No, not singles, because that's not real cheese. That's cheese food. Do you know that?
I don't know what that means. That's cheese in my book. Cheese
food, not actually real American cheese. But Kraft makes like the deli brick that's sliced but still together. That is the cheese I wanted.
That's the same thing, Fred, except...
No, it's not.
They sell it in a block instead of individually packed.
If you read the ingredients, there's like way more like hydrogenated oil in like cheese.
And that's what makes it so cheesy delicious.
It's not real. It's not real. God, I'm really from Seattle now, aren't I? Damn it.
Yeah. You've gone big time on me, Fred.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So the next question after cheese, can you have too much bacon?
No. I don't think so. I think there might be a point.
Is there a line?
I like a bacon aioli on my burger.
With bacon?
With bacon. I know aioli is just a glorified mayonnaise, but if you put a little bacon flavor in that, fantastic.
Have you ever had a bacon milkshake?
Yes, I have. I had a bacon boozy milkshake.
Yeah, I've had a bacon maple boozy milkshake.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
I believe that was...
with a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, and the candy bacon, which is fantastic.
I think I had 4 slices of bacon on that burger that I made. And if I count, I think I had 1, 2, 3, 5 slices of cheese on there. 4 slices of bread.
Jeez, man. That is fantastic. How do I get one of these?
My heart, I could feel it pounding. It was just like, it wasn't a fast pound, but it was just like a very lumbrous, heavy pump, 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 pump.
How crappy did you feel for the rest of that day?
Oh, I didn't feel crappy at all. I felt fantastic. I was so proud of myself.
You're probably so happy.
I was walking around showing that picture to everybody. Look what I made. It was like my child. It's fantastic. Now, what about toppings? What toppings do you put on your burger? If you're making your own burger.
If I'm at home, I go kind of simple. I'll just go cheese, mayonnaise, ketchup. I let the ketchup be the tomato. I don't really like tomato that much.
I don't either.
And that's about it. Maybe if I get crazy, a little bacon. You know, it's pretty simple around here.
Yeah, I think if I'm just going to go to it, every time I have burgers, I always have 2. And wow. That way I can have 2 different condiments on them.
Oh, that's a different strategy there. That's
yeah,
bold.
One I usually have ketchup and mustard. And then the other one I'll either do... A1 sauce or barbecue sauce?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just like to cook the burger after when it's close, just put barbecue sauce on it and let that kind of like cook all around it, kind of
caramelize.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get you.
Yeah. So, Fred, when you're making a burger at home, what's your process? What do you put into your burger? Do you do anything fancy?
It depends. I'm trying to think. It's always a pound. I get about 3 burgers out of a pound.
Yeah.
So I'm always doing like 3 1/3 pounds. And I usually
one for Kelly, one exactly. More for me.
I usually do salt and pepper.
Okay.
If I'm feeling fancy, sometimes I'll break out the onion powder and garlic powder.
Wow.
Yeah, but I know. But I like that crust of like the little garlic and onion crust on top of it. I like it good like that. And then it's usually a grill because I don't have like a good griddle.
Yeah.
To do it, so it's usually a grill, or I will use my grandmother's cast iron skillet.
That's how I make my burgers now.
Cast iron?
Just cast iron. When I make my burger, I'll put it into a bowl.
Mm.
I'll add salt, pepper, garlic, and now I've started to add ketchup and mustard, just a little. Mix it in. I add a little Parmesan cheese. And then to top it off, I put in a little beer. Because, one, I have to drink a beer while I cook it. And, two, you put a little beer flavor. You're not liking this, Fred? This burger
I'm shaking my head, ladies and gentlemen.
This burger is fantastic. And then you put
No. It's – you're making a meatloaf.
No.
Yeah, if you're working the meat and adding Parmesan cheese and then other sauces, no. Like, the rule, you can't overwork the beef.
Fred.
You have to keep it loose.
It's, no, then you ball it in. You just mix it around.
No, I know what you're doing, but then you're making it too tough.
It's not, Fred. It's perfect. It comes out delicious.
It's like rule number one of all, like, guides on how to make burgers is don't overwork.
Well, yeah, I'm not overworking it. I'm just mixing it. Mixing it, Fred.
If you have to mix, you're overworking.
Wow. All right. This is where we agree to disagree.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's not good.
Will you try my burger and then tell me it's not good?
No, I'm not debating whether it tastes good.
Yeah.
I'm debating the definition of burger. You're making a meatloaf.
I'm not making – it's a burger, Fred. It looks and tastes like a burger.
That's because it's beef.
And Fred – everything we've talked about so far here, I've drank beer with. So I got to add the beer so I can drink beer.
No, you can't add beer to a burger.
Try it, Fred.
You just drink more beer on your own.
I don't have to worry about that, Fred.
You're like, I'm not going to get drunk enough. I better add some
Fred,
beer.
Fred, if I do this at like noon, it's respectable. If I just drink a beer at noon, it's not respectable. I have a problem. If I'm cooking at noon, it's okay.
This is. Oh, I just got really upset.
I'm sorry, Fred. Why don't you go grill up some cheese and some burgers? One last. Have you seen this new Carl's Jr. or Hardee's burger? Which American burger?
I have not.
It's a burger.
But she doesn't have beer in it.
With hot dogs.
Oh, I have seen that. Chips. Yes, I saw that. Yes.
What is your thoughts?
I've never argued with adding more meat on top of meat.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite burgers I've ever had was the Denver burger in Denver. That was, so the burger, egg, ham, Swiss.
Yeah, it's like a Denver omelet on a burger. That sounds fantastic.
It was.
All right. Well, Fred, I'm going to go make us some burgers with some beer. We'll take a break. This is Man Up the Podcast. Hey, you out there.
Yeah, you.
Put down the bowl of kale.
Get to your computer and go to manupthepodcast.com.
Be a man.
Welcome back to Man Up the Podcast. This is where we talk about man codes and rules that men need to know to be able to survive this world and not be an outsider, an outcast, so they can be a part of the fellow man. Weezer.
Yeah.
Read us rule number 27
of the man code. When picking players for sports teams, it is permissible to skip over your buddy in favor of a better athlete, as long as you don't let him be the last sorry son of a bitch standing on the sideline. Well, Fred,
I was usually not last. I was usually like second to last.
I know. I was a solid like third from last.
Yeah, it's like, man.
I was never that guy that was like, yeah, I'm last. But I was like, yeah, this is going to be close.
By the skin of your teeth, you're not last.
It goes back to skipping over your buddy for better athletes. My buddy should not be pissed. I'm like, Fred, if I pick somebody over you, I'm trying to win. I don't care, Fred. I don't care how long, We've been buddies. And to be honest with you, I'd rather kick your ass out there on the field. I don't want to be...
So you wouldn't feel bad, or you wouldn't feel like, oh, crap, if all of a sudden I'm picked on the other team the next round. And you're like, well, I guess no, we're versus.
Because now I'm like, I'm coming for you, Fred. I got there's a target there. Like
I but the thing is, I have a feeling you would totally leave me last just because you'd find it funny.
it depends who else is there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, is it okay to leave your friend to be the last one picked? You're gonna take talent over hurting a friend's feeling?
Maybe. Man,
this sounds like a woman code right here, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Feelings do get hurt out there. I mean, yeah. I mean, I have been picked last.
Right, and you know what it does? It makes you play harder. Because next time, you don't want to be picked last.
No, it makes you pissed off. It usually makes you not good because you're playing pissed off.
True.
You're playing full tilt, and then you're going to be like missing the ball because you're so pissed off. And every time you get a strikeout, you're going to be looking at the damn captain because you're like, why the hell was I picked last?
Could have been on your team, you jerk.
And then you're just bombing, and then you just hate yourself.
You picked the little ginger kid over me.
He's got bottle nose glasses. What the hell?
The only Jim he knows is the neighbor next door named Jim.
All right, next man code.
Any dispute lasting... this is number 48, if we want to break it down, if you're reading the official book at home. Number 48. Any dispute lasting any longer than 3 minutes will and must be settled by rock, paper, scissors. Or paper, rock, scissors, as I prefer to call it, Fred. Should have looked at that before. There's no argument too important for determining this method.
Wait, you really say paper, rock, scissors?
Yeah.
Paper, rock, scissors. They all are paper equal. I don't rock, know if you know that.
Rock beats scissors.
wait, we can look this up.
I know. I think the proper way is rock, paper, scissors.
Because I don't know if you know this, but there's a national championship. You know,
I don't care about that, Fred.
And the Wikipedia page says rock, paper, scissors.
All right, Fred. It's paper, rock, scissors. I don't care what the Wikipedia. It's the internet. Not everything's true on the internet.
What about the national tournament?
I don't care about this national tournament because
there is a USA Rock, Paper, Scissors League.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to find. I can do research, too. Paper, rock.
Paper. Google.
Google.
I'm just saying.
I'm seeing a lot of rock, paper, scissors. But in my world, it's paper, rock, scissors.
Well, but then when do you throw?
On scissors. Are you a
so you one, throw two, on three.
Three shoot? Or oh. I go one, two, three. That's when I shoot.
I used to always do one, two, three. One, yeah. Two, shoot. One, two, shoot. Shoot,
right, yeah.
It feels faster. You get a lot more games out.
And it's always best of three. Never just once.
But there's so many people that just have to have the shoot.
I don't get that.
Because they're one, two, three, go people.
This camp I work at on our first night, to get to know everybody, the idea I came up with was a paper, rock, scissors tournament. Because it's a perfect way to meet people. Everybody gets up front. And it's a game everybody can play. And all these kids all want to go on shoot. I'm like, this is my rule. This isn't rock, paper, scissors. This is paper, rock, scissors. And we go on scissors.
So you actually say it each time?
Yeah, I go paper, rock, scissors. I officiate. I stand up there and
You actually say it?
Yeah.
So you're not okay just going?
No, it's the drama of the event.
You've got... I just think you have to add your voice to everything.
Wow, that's just a shot right there, Fred.
But what about any dispute lasting any longer than 3 minutes will and must be settled by rock, paper, scissors?
That's what I'm thinking we're about to battle out here. If it's
there is rock, no paper, argument too important paper. For this determining method. Is that correct?
No, like 3 minutes is kind of short in my book, to be honest with you.
I'm not saying that it's not short, but
yeah.
Can rock, paper, scissors resolve any dispute lasting longer than 3 minutes?
No.
Really?
It's like, what if I mean, I guess it can. I'm trying to think of a thing. I can think this one out very... Sure, go ahead.
Sure, go ahead. Or do you feel like you have to explain yourself, explain your argument longer to feel validified? Because that's the one thing. Because I feel like 3 minutes, my argument's usually nowhere near do I get my whole argument out.
If you talk for 2.5 minutes and then I get 30 seconds, that's not fair.
Hey, that's the around the horn rules. You got to run with it.
That's true. But they're not playing paper, rock, scissors.
Well, maybe they should. I think they need to end each game. Instead of Tony Reale trying to crumple up his paper and trying to hit the camera, he's got to play rock, paper, scissors.
Well, I don't. Why do you keep calling it this? I feel like we need to settle this right now.
I go by the rules of the World Championship League.
I go by no league. I'm my own league.
You are your own man. I'll finish this right now.
Are we doing this?
Are you ready?
Let me get my screen.
I gotta see your hand, though. I gotta see your hand.
Do you have platform or no platform?
I platform.
All right, paper, rock, scissors, play by play in three.
And you can't play the delay and like all of a sudden do like a half thing. Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go.
Ready? Paper, rock, scissors. Oh, look, that was all delayed. You're like. Well,
winner!
That's the three.
Winner, scissor paper, over paper. You were doing 2 out of 3?
They always do 2 or 3.
All right. Yeah, losers say 2 out of 3.
It's always 2 or 3. Look it up. It's in some. That's rule number 49.
Oh, now you're going to go with the rules?
That's rule 49. Rules. It's always best of 3.
No. All right, here we go.
Ready? Paper, rock, scissors. You're like well behind me every time. You got me again. Well done.
I held the rock over the scissor. Woo!
If we play back the audio, you're half a second behind me every time.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm just throwing.
All right, I'm going to go to the replay official. We're taking a break. This is Man Up the Podcast. Welcome back to Man Up the Podcast. I'm Weezer Weir with Fred Weinfurt. It's time for our Man Up segment, where we find men in the world that need a man up. And guess what? That's the name of our show. Get the joke there, Fred? Did you get the joke?
I get it. It's good.
Yeah. I've only said that joke, what, 12 times now? Maybe one day I'll come up with a new one. But, Fred, who needs a man up in your world?
Oh, this is going to be kind of gross.
Okay. That's what we do here.
Just saying. Grand Forks Central High School.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there were 6 high school baseball players that were suspended for having sex with a chicken sandwich.
Hey, now. Now, Fred, is this anything like the noises? Is this anything like you did to your burger?
This is literal, not a...
Boom!
This is not as good as you think it would be. Coming from Valley News Live...
Valley News Live.
A group of these young athletes participated in a sexual act with a sandwich and a bottle of Gatorade while others took pictures and supposedly video. Oh. Last Thursday, Grand Forks Central High School baseball team supposedly put bodily fluids onto a chicken sandwich and into a bottle of Gatorade and then forcing other players on the team to consume it. Wow. That the associate principal... would only confirm that the players were suspended for an incident on a bus following the team's final game of the season. Did say only 6 were suspended from the team.
You know, I one time I was drunk, I had a McChicken sandwich because that's a great dollar menu of food late at night. And I was with a buddy, and apparently I was making some weird noises, like the same noise you were making to your burger. Like, oh, this is so good. But I didn't put any body fluid onto my McChicken sandwich. I don't know what to say to this, Fred.
I mean, it's just I understand. I mean, I kind of get the
maybe it was under seasoned.
I understand where hazing came from, but hazing has gone so far that it's not because hazing came from all the World War II. GIs coming back from boot camp and going to college. So hazing basically arrived on college campuses back in like the 50s. And they were like, you need to stand in the hallway with a silly hat in your head. Ha ha ha, look at Johnny. It's not like hazing today is just absolutely out of control, and this is just awful. I mean, oh my God. I mean, I don't even want to be on the bus of somebody doing that, let alone to a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. But
then forcing other players to eat it?
This is gross.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right, Weezer, what's yours? I got to move on.
Well, I'm going to stick in high school, too, here. Fred, have you heard of these promposals?
Yes, they've gotten way too elaborate.
People are spending, like, thousands of dollars on asking people to go to prom. Fred, the first year I went to prom, I did it for under $40.
Yeah, you went through, a Rally's drive-thru and just threw a burger at your date?
No fries.
No fries. You get no fries!
A guy by the name Patrick Smith is out in front of his whole school on the PA. It looks like a ladies' soccer game or something, some sporting event. And he grabs the mic, and he goes up to this lovely lady and asks her to prom. And things did not go so well, for she already had a date.
Ooh.
He got rejected in the 50-yard line of the football field, making a spectacle. Now, here's my thing about these promposals, Fred. Whatever happened to privacy? Like, why do...
That doesn't exist anymore.
Why do all these things have to be so public?
Everything has to be viral.
You're, like, forcing these girls... You're putting these girls in a very awkward spot where they almost have to say yes. You're forcing them to say yes in front of you when you get in front of a stadium. Of course, she said no, and so I guess not always...
You got to hand it to her, though. Like, she actually has some integrity. Yeah. I mean, come on. That's a lot of pressure. She could have said yes there and then behind this. But she said no, behind the stands. But full on not giving in to the pressure, saying, no, I am dating that guy. That's right. Pretty good.
I mean, if I was that guy that's going with her, I'm coming down on the field and I'm showing him the people's elbow. I mean.
Yeah.
You gotta do research here if you're gonna do one of these big promposals, right?
Yeah, apparently not. He just went right for it.
And I mean, why don't they just do it the old-fashioned way? Like, have your buddy ask a girl for you.
True. Now I gotta go to my manliest moment of the week.
Oh, I thought you were gonna tell the story of how you asked a girl to go to prom with you.
Because you say this, I don't remember.
Fred.
I suggested.
No, this is what happened, Fred.
Okay.
I was going to ask this other girl. I mean, the girl that you asked, she's good looking. I was happy with it. You know, it was a good night.
She was really cute.
I was asking a different girl. I was going to. But then when we were at work, Fred's like, you should go with her. And she said yes right there. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm going with her now. Fred asked the girl for me. And he's going to play this off like he didn't do it.
I'm sorry. Amanda is way cuter than Carrie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It worked out in the end. It was a good call in the end. But,
hey,
gotta, you know, that's the old-fashioned way. Have your buddy do it.
I was trying to be the ultimate wingman. Come on, it worked.
Yeah, it threw me for a curveball. I wasn't ready for it.
So my man of the week,
yeah.
It's not really a manly moment. It's more of he just keeps doing what he's doing. This big boy... St. Thomas is a school down in Florida, baseball school. Their team was in the NAIA World Series game in Idaho, playing against Lewis Clark State, wherever the hell that is. But the team, and unfortunately the St. Thomas team, lost, but they brought in a pitcher. This boy, he's not a boy, he's 300 pounds. 300-pound boy out there.
Big old hoss.
Throwing heat, and he's striking people out.
He was getting people out with this curveball, Fred. Like, if you watch the video, his fastball was setting up the curveball. If you're a big boy like this...
That looked like a cutter.
Oh, it was an off-speed. This dude, you're 300-and-some-odd pounds. You're throwing fire all night long. I don't want to see the old number two. Just give me the old number one all night.
Oh, no way. Look, watch the video again. That is a cutter.
All right, I'll review the cutter. Tape later.
I'm watching it right now. He can't even fit on the mound. Oof. And that guy is behind on the ball. Cutter going away from him. Man, that's beautiful. 300 pounds.
I liked it. I like that guy. I love my baseball players looking like that. Like a little Bartolo Colon.
Yeah.
Did you see his RBI double the other day?
But no, I did not.
It should have been it should have been an inside the park home run. It's what it should have been.
All right, who's your manly moment of the week?
All right, well, mine, I don't have any names for it's two bros from the University of Miami. We're going to stick to college in Miami. We got both high schools, now two colleges in Miami. This is the big one, the University of Miami. So graduation was last weekend, and one bro, as he gets his diploma, walks out, pulls out a WWE belt over his head and holds it up. Well, one of his other bros will have none of that. He was getting ready to open a can of whoop-ass, if you know what I mean. And as he comes up, he kicks him, grabs him by the neck, gives him the Stone Cold Stunner. And I forgot what Stone Cold used to say.
And that's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
Because Stone Cold said so.
And if you watch the video, the dean's trying to grab these guys like, wait, what's going on here? So, yeah, grabs him and gives him the Stone Cold Stunner. Perfect.
You got to get props to these guys because that's ballsy, because you can get your diploma revoked for doing stuff like that. I mean, you're going on stage performing, and you could have broken the guy's neck
It looks more real than anything I've ever seen in the WWE.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. I mean, like I say, I'm a big fan of this because Stone Cold is probably one of my favorite wrestlers when I was growing up in high school. He was always the anti-corporation guy who would roll in with Coors Light and just give everybody the middle effing finger and pour that Coors Light right into his gullet and walk off stage kicking ass. And he was, oh, I love Stone Cold Steve Austin. But now I'm a 13-year-old guy, so
somebody give these bros some hot dogs and some beer.
Oh, I'm sure they did. They deserved that one.
Yeah. Man, fantastic. Another episode in the books. Burgers, Fred. What are you going to make for dinner tonight?
Probably chicken.
There's no such thing as a chicken burger, Fred.
No, there's not. No, my wife tries to keep burgers away from me.
Oh. Probably because the last one you made had 5 pieces of bacon, 5 pieces of cheese, and 4 pieces of bread.
Yeah, it was epic. And that's holding me. That's got to hold me for a while. So,
all right, Fred. Any final thoughts?
Final thought is Weezer does not make burgers. He makes meatloaf sandwiches.
Fred doesn't know how to play rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, you got it right. You got it right. Rock, paper, scissors. You got it right.
Damn it. I failed.
Yeah.
And on that note, people's elbow coming your way. As Piper the Puppy makes the appearance, licking Fred as we sign off, this is Man Up the Podcast. She's really good.